I want to just reiterate the goals for today is to sort of do this exploration of what we've learned and what we have yet to learn about consumer behavior in doing that through consumer research and consumer testing. But really, really to emphasize the importance of using that in the policy process, whether it be in policy formation or policy implementation or policy evaluation. Getting research, good evidence-based research, into the policy process in the formative stages, in the implementation stages, and in the evaluation stages, we believe is very, very critical. And so the conversations today are going to be around those topics. And we're going to start with a series of panels, one looking at some root disciplines of that some may be traditional and some may be a little less traditional. Law and economics have historically been important to us at the board, but we have seen marketing and psychology and design come into play, and we're now recognizing also some really other important disciplines like sociology, communications, neuroscience. And so all those things are really kind of looking at those as disciplines that we want to bring into this evidence-based policymaking research mode. We're going to move into panel two to looking at some research methodologies. Definitely the traditional ones of quantitative research, survey methodologies, some new ways to do survey methodologies, basic empirical research, the things that Anna has already mentioned that we've been doing in terms of focus groups and cognitive interviewing, but also looking at some new methods that we might need to adapt for the future. For one, some of you know that the board has uses the University of Michigan Surveys of Consumer Research. And that's a phone-based survey, and it's really great, except that if you have a teenager, you know their use of landline phones. And these phone-based surveys are based on landline numbers. And so how do we move forward in an era where landlines are not as prevalent as they were 10, 15 years ago? So looking at some of these new methodologies, experiments, the use of internet and visualization are all going to be important. Then we want to turn a little bit to some key consumer issues that we might be facing in the future. The board historically has done research on the areas that we seem to have supervisory authority for, which makes a whole lot of sense. Credit, credit cards, mortgages, home equity loans, and lines of credit. You heard Anna list the kinds of things that we've been doing recently. But there are other financial products. There is a broad range of consumers that are being impacted by these things. How will the payment systems of the future function? And what are some of the issues that we need to be thinking about? As the proliferation of products and ways that consumers can execute transactions proliferate, how do we as regulators think about that? And Anna mentioned in our mobile banking forum, it's like, what do you do with that screen of choice, right? Later in the afternoon, we are going to put you to work in some discussion groups to focus on these key issues that Anna has already mentioned. How do we make better use of the tools in our toolboxes? How do we close some important gaps in our knowledge about consumer behavior and consumer finance? How can we incorporate some of these key perspectives and insights into our work to better inform policy formation, policy implementation, and policy evaluation? And how can we be more intentional about fostering the kind of dialogue that we hope really will happen today? I want to say to you that the goal here after the panels is not for this to be a Q&A, but is for it to be a dialogue. And for that reason, believe it or not, we actually have limited the size of this audience. So we encourage you to be vocal, please. And so with that, we're a little early, but I don't think anybody will mind, so let's get started. Bob, if you can bring your panel up to the front, we'll get going. Thank you.